Some days it's not easy to create a podcast. I don't feel like talking. I don't feel like I have anything to say. But of course, it's always a lie that I don't have anything to say. I always have something to say, no matter what, because that is how I live my life. I always have something to say. It's just not necessarily something I should say, or something that you're interested in, or something that I want to say. So anyway, yesterday I had the workshop, and I mean, that workshop is always a huge letdown for me, because it is. It has two names. One is What's Missing, and the other one, What's the Truth About You? And there is no other inquiry, really, that brings out what is the truth about people. And the truth about people is not a happy thing. You wouldn't be here if you had happy things about you. You're here because things are not working, or you're not working, or you're not all you can be, or you don't love yourself, or whatever. So anyway, the way that a workshop works is that you take people through a process, and because it's not something that people are used to doing. Any process, for that matter, any inquiry, anything. They don't know how to do it. They don't know where to look. They don't know what I expect of them. So I need to have my own example so that I can demonstrate how to do it. So in this particular workshop, what's missing? The presence of which would make a difference, or the presence of which would 10x your life, is another way to say that. Before we can see what's missing, we have to look what's there. And then we have to look, because what's there is not wrong, right? What's there, it's what's there. But in the context, or in comparison to what you would like, it looks really bad. It looks wrong, and that's why you are not happy, because what you have is not what you want in comparison. So one of the ways to be miserable is to look at what you should have and what you have. And you have what you have, and not what you say you should have. Anyway, so in my example, I was talking about my computer, that my computer has been misbehaving, and yesterday I saw that I am not getting an answer from the technical support site where I posted my whole issue. So I said I have to take things into my own hands. Not always a good idea. So yesterday was one of those days. I royally messed up my computer. I spent 6 hours futzing with it, and it didn't get any good, or not exactly. So about 5.5 hours into it, I realized that whatever I'm doing is not doing what any good. So let me just check something. Yeah, it's still not good. But anyway, I restored my computer to an earlier date, December 30th. That's all the option I had. And it, of course, didn't fix everything, but it's working somewhat. So so that was what is, right? And that's the area that I said doesn't work. And then I looked what's missing, and I actually saw that I was shooting from the hip. I was impatient, I was jumping with 2 feet in without looking, blah, blah, blah. And then when the question came, what's missing, I saw that what's missing is deliberate. And I could feel as the class, there were, I think, 8 people, or maybe 9, I don't remember, their mouth was open. And the question was tangible in the room, even though nobody said it. How the fuck do you do that? What is deliberate? But because it's missing for me, I can't explain it, okay? If it's missing, then it's missing because I don't even know it could be there. I don't know how to do it. Whatever you find that's missing in that exercise, the What's Missing workshop, is something that you habitually not use. And why don't you use it? Because it's against your nature. Because you don't know how to use it, you don't know what it would do, you just do what you have always done. And that's how that workshop has been the vehicle I used for about 25 years to one after the other conquer ways of being. And by conquering, I mean make them my own. That every once in a while, in some periods every week, in some periods every 2, 3 days, and some periods once a month, I did this workshop many, 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 many times, and always saw something missing. And then I looked, if I put that thing missing into my life, if it is really going to make everything work better. So it doesn't matter what area I worked on, if it's really something missing, it's missing everywhere. So deliberate is missing everywhere. It's missing in my work, it's missing in my health, it's missing in my how I do my computer, how I plan my future, how I talk to people. I am not deliberate. Deliberate somehow includes planning, and I am not a planner. And it includes thought, thinking before I leap, and it's alien to me. So it's a miracle that it never came up before. I've never been any different. But now it's time to learn how to be that. Okay? But asking me to explain, I don't know how to explain. I am still learning, okay? But I managed to explain something that was also missing for most people, and that is what I am doing when I put myself into a system. So around Christmas, and I don't remember when exactly, I signed up to Noom. Noom is an app where you set a goal to reach a certain weight. They tell you by when, given your current weight and habits and age and all that. And then you log your foods or whatever you eat or drink. And then your water and your weight and how many steps you took. And then they have these automated, I think, automated coaches, and they cheer you on, and I don't give a shit, okay? Don't cheer me on. Get off. And they want to teach me, and they want me to do it green, yellow, and red foods and all that. I know better, right? Well, maybe not, but that's my attitude, right? So I started to do it. And the first week, I successfully added 2 pounds. I'm sorry. I'm laughing at myself. I added 2 pounds to my weight. So I actually saw that maybe continuing doing what I have been doing isn't going to work. I am laughing at myself. And I am embarrassed, okay? So anyway, So I looked at my belief system, right? And my belief was that I have to eat meat for every meal. And I said, maybe it's not so. I never said that before. But I have many, 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 many symptoms that tell me that my stomach acid is puny. It's weak. It's not strong enough. And I have this heartburn, and I am concerned that eventually it's going to give me whatever it's called, cancer. And I don't like even the sound of that. So I muscle tested, and muscle test said that I can eat a little garlic and green beans, and then I made that meal. And interestingly, I ate just a bowl, not a big bowl, okay, of that. I would say if I had put it into a cup, it would be one cup, okay? And then I wasn't hungry all day. And I was like, And I have been doing it with different vegetables on my list. I only have, I think, four or five. And my weight is steadily coming down. Now, there are two things about this. So one is I consider the structure a structure for me, not for Noom, but for me. And my job is to approach it for my own purposes. Okay, so what's my purpose? I am planning on interviewing people on video, God forbid, right? And because I don't look good enough to for most people to think that I am worth a damn, I want to look better. Can I look much better? No, I'm old, okay? And even when I looked best, I didn't look very good. But I can look better. So that's my goal, not to look better, but to be able to grow my business and go to areas where I haven't gone because I don't look good, and do different things that are going to be able to expand my circle of influence so that more people will be able to listen to what I have to say. Okay, so that's my context. That's why I'm going to Noom, and that's why I'm not cursing them, and that's why I weigh myself and put it in, and that's why I tell them what I ate, and that's why I have room for them celebrating that I did whatever I said I was going to do. And when I shared this, some of my students, some of the participants, I lit up. Now, I don't see them, okay? But I can feel it. And they thanked me for that. They saw something. What did they see? I don't know, but I shared my process exactly the way I do it, and it lit people up. So I am sharing it here that maybe other people, people's eyes can light up too, okay? And that would make my day. Okay? Thank you.